Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 8th Sunday after Pentecost, Seafarer's Sunday, proper 10, year B. Our readings today: 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 1 to 5 and 12b to 19, Psalm 24, Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 6, verses 14 to 29. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we have come to worship you. You have touched and changed our lives. You are our reason for being here. You are our reason for being. Lord, there is no greater task to which you call us than to offer praises to your name. There is no higher ambition that can fill our hearts and minds than to lift up the King of Kings. There is no deeper love we can experience and no wider mercy on offer anywhere than that which we find at the foot of the cross. We pray for all your people who have gathered for worship here and around the world. May your Holy Spirit set us free from mere formality and empower us for worship full of free grace. Amen. We have our hymn, CPWI 456. My hope is built on nothing less.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. In when all around my soul gets His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid
we pray the collect for proper 10, followed by a prayer for C Sunday, then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A prayer for C Sunday. Lord God, creator of land and sea, bless those who work at sea. Be with them in fair weather and foul, in danger or distress. Strengthen them when weary, lift them up when down, and comfort them when far from their loved ones. In this life, bring them safely to shore, and in the life to come, welcome them to your kingdom. For Christ's sake. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Grace and Power. Grace and Power. In our collect today, we prayed, O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have the grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In this prayer, we acknowledge that God receives the prayers of God's people, all of God's people, and we ask for divine guidance to know and understand what we ought to do, that is, what is pleasing in God's sight, and have the grace and power to accomplish the task which God has set before us. We cannot accomplish any task that God set before us without God's grace and power. Grace has been defined in a variety of ways. However, we can define grace as the unmerited favor and love that God extends to humanity. Grace illustrates God's benevolence and kindness to God's creation. Our psalm today, Psalm 24, affirms, "The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all who dwell therein. For it is He who founded it upon the seas and made it firm upon the rivers of the deep." Psalm 24, verses 1 and 2. What is humankind's place in God's creation? And what is our relationship with the God of creation? In Psalm 8, the psalmist asks the question, "What is man that you should be mindful of him, and the son of man that you should seek him out?" The psalmist responds by pointing out, "You have made him but little lower than the angels. You adorn him with glory and honor. You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet." Psalm 8, verses 5 to 7. Why would God do all this? Because God loves humankind. God's love is expressed fully in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus continues, "Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Verse 17. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul celebrates the grace of God bestowed upon us in the Lord Jesus, whom Paul refers to as the Beloved, and made effective through the Holy Spirit. In our lesson from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, Paul begins by blessing the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Paul emphasizes that all the blessings we have come from the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Our salvation in Christ is a gift freely given, a manifestation of God's grace. We are reminded that grace emphasizes that God loves, and therefore God's forgiveness are freely given, not earned through good deeds or actions. God sees us as treasures. God delights in us and graciously gives good life to everyone, whether we deserve it or not. In his letter to Titus, Paul states, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impurity and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly." Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. With grace comes power, and this power is available to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. On the Mount of the Ascension, Jesus promised his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to do our task for God in the world. the Holy Spirit begins by convicting us of sin, leading us to recognize our need for God's grace, for repentance and forgiveness through the death and resurrection of Jesus. As we are forgiven, we are transformed. Paul reminds us, so if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17a. The Holy Spirit has the power to enable us to experience regeneration. We are born again. Our hearts are transformed. We are new creatures in Christ. The Holy Spirit empowers us to live out God's grace by giving us spiritual gifts. Paul acknowledges this in 1 Corinthians 12. He claims, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone." 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 6. The Holy Spirit also guides us into truth, helping us not only to understand God's word and apply it in our daily lives, but also to guide us into the truth about ourselves. Jesus testifies, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears and will declare to you the things that are to come." John chapter 16, verse 13. We are assured that as the presence and power of the Holy Spirit is manifested in our lives, there will be evidence of his presence and power. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, implores us to live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent us from doing what you want. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. Paul presents us with evidence of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, reflecting God's grace and transforming power. He writes, "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23a. The power of the Holy Spirit enables us to live by the Spirit and also be guided by the Spirit. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are able to pray effectively. Paul affirms that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us as we strive to know and understand what things we ought to do. The Holy Spirit speaks to our Father on our behalf, thereby deepening our intimacy with God, therefore allowing us to get first-hand experiences of God's grace. We acknowledge God's love for us. We also acknowledge that God has a special task for each of us to perform. Therefore, we pray earnestly to have the grace and power faithfully to accomplish our task. Amen. Let us pray. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. King of glory, your prophets sought to restore your people to be true and sure. Set your church on the firm foundation of your Son. Bless us with the riches of your grace. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. King of glory, Herod abused his position. Keep us from contempt for your ways and your people. Strengthen all who speak bravely for justice and honesty. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. King of glory, you excite our hearts with music and dancing. Fill us with joy at the life you give. Increase within us thankfulness for the creative arts. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. King of glory, in your compassion, you lift up human frailty to your divine glory. Give hope to all who endure great suffering or whose endurance is breaking. Strengthen and sustain all who are weighed down. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. King of glory, John's disciples came to bury his body with dignity and love. Be alongside those who weep or mourn. Bring us all to share in the inheritance of your redemption. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, There is Power in the Blood.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conquer the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service of God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Bless us, O God the Father, who has created us. Bless us, O God the Son, who has redeemed us. Bless us, O God the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies us. O Blessed Trinity, keep us in body, soul, and spirit unto everlasting life. Amen. We pray that you will have a very spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Please be safe. We leave you with the hymn CPWI 495, Amazing Grace.